Report, FBI, DHS officials eye violent abortion-related extremism but do nothing. By Wendell Hussebo on May 6, 2022. The National Fusion Center Association on Thursday reportedly held a call to strategize about the metastasizing threats of violence after the Supreme Court leak that revealed Roe v. Wade may be overturned. Those on the call were FBI and DHS officials, among dozens of intelligence-sharing hubs around the country, according to Politico. The call focused on how law enforcement might protect the federal judiciary from attacks, including both the Supreme Court's 9 justices and the hundreds of federal judges around the country, as a potential increasing target of violence. The virtual rendezvous reportedly did not result in any determination of actions to be taken against the violence perpetrated by radical left after the court's leak. The call did not specifically focus on the radical left extremism at all. Instead, the focus was to maximize information sharing on the topic among law enforcement agencies around the country, hoping to identify threat trends in real time. Since the Supreme Court leak, attacks have been carried out against the pro-life community by radicals. Antifa reportedly attacked a pregnancy center in Portland and allegedly wrote "fuck CPCs," crisis pregnancy center, and bashed the windows of the facility. On Wednesday, a church in Denver, Colorado, was vandalized with smashed windows and spray-painted pro-abortion messages, The Washington Times reported. The vandals reportedly desecrated the church with far-left slogans like "My Body, My Choice" and "Keep Your Religion Off Our Bodies." They also broke several church windows. Another far-left group, Dept Ruth Sent Us, has published the justices' supposed home addresses online for the radical protesters to locate. The group has also reportedly threatened to storm churches on Mother's Day in protest. The protests may occur in Washington, D.C. The left's political violence follows the 2020 destruction, which cost the nation $1 billion to $2 billion, according to Axios. The cost of the violence exceeded that of any previous social unrest in the nation's history. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.